Lunes na, alam na. Welcome to the Queer Tita Podcast. Nako, mahaba-habang usapan ito na malamang eh, first of many conversations about decolonization nito. Kasi, you know, whether we like to admit it or not, deeply rooted ang colonization sa ating mga Pilipino. At ngayon, i-share ko sa inyo yung pinakamadaling first step towards decolonizing and deconstructing this belief, 'di ba? You know, let's think about this for a sec, okay? Napakaliit mo pa lang. Ano na ang unang sinasabi sa iyo pag naglalaro ka sa labas? 'Di ba? Madalas eh, hala, sige, labas ka ng labas, ang itim-itim mo na. Sa sarili kong eksperyensya. Eh, bukod sa umiitim na nga ako, nung mga bandang 9 or 10 years old ako, I don't know kung anong dahilan, di ba? Pero nagsimulang makulot yung buhok ko. Sinisisi ako nung mom ko, tsaka nung yaya ko at the time, dahil nagpagupit ako at may nakita akong style sa magazine na ni-request ko sa kanila. Eh, hindi ko alam kung bakit, pero doon, after I got that haircut, nagsimulang makulot yung buhok. I don't know why, I don't know how, pero sinisisi nila ako, bala yan kasi arte-arte mo yan, tuloy na kutbuhok mo, which, you know, doesn't really make sense. Pero it is what it is. Diba? So, you know nga. So, ang speech sa akin, ay nako, laro ka ng laro sa labas, kulot na nga buhok mo, maitim ka pa. Mukha ka ng Aita. At kung, you know, for context, if you don't know what Aita is, it's an indigenous tribe in the Philippines. I don't know much about them. Studied a little bit about them, but that's pretty much as far as I know about them. Pero anyway, probably a conversation for another day, di ba? Pero anyway, up until about a year ago, I always say na, I don't wanna date Filipinos. Kasi what if magpinsan kami? Diba? Para bang pinsan lang ang tingin ko sa kanila. And I now know how problematic this is. Kasi after doing some digging, diba? By you go to therapy, you go to Landmark, everything else. Na-realize ko na sinasabi ko lang yan. It was a cover for my internalized racism towards my fellow Filipinos. And to be honest, towards myself. Diba? And as soon as I started questioning this belief, slowly but surely, nagbago yung pananaw ko. Diba? And again, mas marami pa akong I can go in so much more detail on this. Pero, this will just be the first of many conversations about decolonizing. And today, what I want to tell you is yung first step, the easiest first step. Okay? But anyway, deconstructing is not, you know, something that happens overnight and it requires a lot of introspection, hard conversations, and admitting certain hard things to yourself. Having the hard conversations, not just with yourself, but, you know, also with the people around you, yung pamilya mo, yung mga kaibigan mo. And this is and I'm grateful that, you know, my certain group of friends, we have this conversation all the time. Diba? Kung nakikita nyo sa Instagram ko and Facebook ko, yung lagi kong kasama, si Myra at saka si T. I'm grateful for them. Kasi this is the kind of conversation that we always have. Diba? You know, about our growth. Pero, again, conversation for another day. Anyway, let's go back into focus here. The process of decolonization begins by first healing your relationship with yourself. Diba? And that's the easiest first step that I know. Okay? I'm not saying that it always begins this way. Pero in my experience, this is how it started. And, you know, with my circle of friends, it always started this way. So, at least sa group namin, diba? Because whether you would like to admit it or not, okay, colonization has made you hate or dislike certain parts of yourself, whether it's your ilong na pango, balat na kayumanggi, or the way your accent sounds, your kulot na buhok, or just being a Filipino in general, diba? Start by healing your relationship with yourself. Kasi when you start feeling better about yourself, you start being kinder to yourself. And slowly but surely, you will start appreciating certain aspects of yourself na hindi mo nagustuhan dati, di ba? Now, here's an example. Nung nagsimulang makulot yung buhok ko, again, hindi ko alam kung bakit, palagi nila akong tinatawag na Kirara. Kung hindi nyo alam ko ni Kirara, it's another problematic TV show in the 2000s sa Philippines. You know, this girl is wearing blackface, kulot na buhok. But anyway, we'll have another conversation about those problematic TV shows another day. Anyway, here's the kicker. Never akong natukso tungkol sa aking buhok sa school or sa playground. It was always in the family. So lumaki ako na hate ko yung buhok ko. Diba? Pero over the last 2 years, I started healing my relationship with myself. I started to appreciate it and love it. And then one day, it just came to me. Okay? This hair. Itong buhok na to ay pamana sa akin ng dalawa kong mahal na lola. Ako, nai-emotional ako tuwing naisip ko yung mga lolo't lola ko. Anyway, mga, you know, mga lola ko, kulot din ng mga buhok. And so, for as long as I have hair on my head and my future children kung mamama na rin nila itong buhok na to, they will live on. My grandparents will live on. At least yung mga lola ko, di ba? So anyway, this is the first step. Start with healing your relationship with yourself. Whether it's something physical, like decolonizing your beauty standards, or pagtigil sa pag-suppress ng mga Filipino mannerisms mo na minana mo sa magulang mo na neutral naman, di ba? Wala namang, na hindi naman toxic, 'di ba? Neutral naman gaya ng you know, yung pag-reuse ng mga container na ano, 'di ba? Natainis na inis ako sa mami ko kapag ginagawa niya 'yun. Pero now it's neutral. Why, what am I so mad about? Anyway, sige na, dito na lang. And again, I want you to understand that you have to be very patient and very kind to yourself kasi this will not happen overnight. Okay? Hindi dito, ngayon sasabihin ko na sa inyo, hindi dito nagtatapos tong usapan na ito. Pero, so dito na lang tayo. Okay? Hanggang dito na lang. You know we want to keep this always short and concise itong mga episodes na ito. Just understand this, okay? You have to be very patient and you have to be very kind with yourself. Okay? Because this won't happen overnight. You will fall back into old habits. I still find myself falling back into old habits every once in a while. You have to be very, very patient with yourself when this happens. Kasi, think about this. It took you X amount of time, however old you are or however long you've been doing this. It took you X amount of time to get you to where you are today. You're not gonna unlearn this. You're not gonna undo any of that overnight. Okay? So again, kaya na sabi ko sa inyo, hindi dito nagtatapos tong usapang ito dahil nga mahaba-habang usapan ito at napakalalim ng pinanggalingan. Pero sa ngayon, hanggang dito na muna, okay? Look at the mirror and just start appreciating yourself, okay? Start by appreciating certain things. What do you like about yourself? Okay? Don't hyper-focus na, ay, ayoko na itsura ng ilong ko, ay, ayoko, medyo maitim ako. Quit it. Okay? Start by looking at what you appreciate yourself and slow and work your way up from there. Okay, like I said, mahaba-habang usapan ito. And we're gonna keep having this conversation kasi napakalalim ng pinanggagalingan nito. Okay, so for now, hanggang dito na lang. Magpakabait, huwag masyadong maharot. Deadma sa mga Marites at mga Jobert dyan sa tabi-tabi. Okay, alright, talk soon. This is the Queer Tita Podcast, over and out.